Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You, Community Talk Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host today, Rebecca Miller, and the co-host is Otto Loos. We've been talking with Kathleen Cameron. She is the Senior Director for the Center for Healthy Aging and National Council on Aging. So again, thank you so much for joining us. You're in Arlington, Virginia right now, and I just want to thank Zoom for giving us this opportunity to speak with you, because if it wasn't for Zoom, we really wouldn't have this wonderful opportunity to get all this really, really, you know, incredible information for our seniors and who are our listeners, our senior listeners here in North Hempstead. So thank you so much.
Oh, great to be here. Thank you
for joining us.
Now, Dan is right, though. We should record the in-between stuff, because we had a good chat offline.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess the summary of it was the need to get very involved yourself with management of pharmaceuticals, drugs, and your health. You can't just count on a doctor. They all mean well, but it's not easy. They're on a time crunch, and that's real, whether we like the idea or not. And whatever you can do to help make the time you do have with them of the best quality, I think is important.
Right.
You know, things like having a written list of your detailed pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
And what you pointed out, vitamins or any other supplement.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Yeah. We all need to be empowered to, kind of take control of our health, and being as educated as possible is really key to that. And I want to encourage your listeners to take a look at ncoa.org. We continually add new information on our website on a variety of health topics. And, most recently, we've been trying to also educate older adults about the COVID-19 vaccines and the boosters, because that's an issue that I think has been top of mind for so long. And there's been so much confusing information out there, and things change so frequently. So we've been, trying to stay up with what's happening and provide clear, concise information on the vaccines.
We talk about, being your self-advocate, advocating for yourself. But I think seniors, a lot of them, if we say, why don't you try to advocate for yourself like you would advocate for your spouse or your child? Think about yourself too in that way. I think we all know how to kind of advocate or help others, but sometimes we don't do it as well for ourselves. And I just, especially with like the older seniors, I find that they're less, ready to actually advocate for themselves. But we do a lot of things here at Project Independence. Certainly, Otto, we talk a lot about our Circle of Support program, which we just kind of try to, it's kind of like the black book for your life. Who would you call, where, everything you could think about, and the times of days where you can actually access people, just everything you could think about. And that it does need to be updated. So we actually give a booklet to the seniors and who participate. And, it's like their advocate too. So there's a lot of stuff. So we definitely know how important it is to advocate. And we're always doing programs on medication management. I mean, it's, Christina is, schedules a lot of experts too to speak about pharmacology and that, and the COVID vaccine. Well, we definitely have to talk about that. We want to hear a lot about fall prevention too. And I'm curious, with what you have all seen concerning isolated seniors. Certainly, that number has gone up through COVID. You've had your healthy seniors who've been very active, who all of a sudden became these homebound seniors, not because of, becoming frail or sick, but because to protect themselves from COVID. So I wonder if, because they are homebound, if you've seen numbers go up in falls, and what kinds of things have you seen in the senior population, you know, over COVID?
Yeah. We have seen increases in falls, you know, during the past 18 months. Some of it's anecdotal evidence. Some is, you know, emergency department visits for falls. And a lot of it is because people have been homebound, you know, particularly during, you know, the first 12 months of the pandemic before the vaccines were available and people weren't exercising. I think we all were getting out and doing the types of things that we normally would do. And for older adults, you know, maintaining muscle strength and balance and flexibility is really, really important. And that takes, you know, regular physical activity in order to maintain that. But when you're at home, it's hard to do that for many older adults, particularly those that might not have access to technology or internet or know how to use internet and technology to access. Now there are lots of exercise programs are available online for older adults to take. Many offered through senior centers and other community-based organizations. But yes, we have been seeing increases in falls over the past year and a half, and really want to encourage all your listeners again to try to maintain or increase physical activity. It has so many benefits, not only for falls prevention, but general health and physical and mental health.
So with Project Independence, I like to brag about us as much as possible, but you know, what you were saying is very true, that there, you know, Otto is a, you know, huge advocate for technology with seniors, especially those that have access to it, maybe don't know how to use it, how to train, how, you know, and all that. But one of the things that we have to acknowledge is the fact that there are seniors that don't have technology. They're not interested. They're not going to use it. So with the town of North Hempstead, we have a government channel for all the residents that live in North Hempstead. And we have been airing fitness classes, Tai Chi, yoga, Zumba, gold, you know, that kind of, those kinds of classes. And they air 7 days a week on the government channel. And I think every resident in North Hempstead has access to it now. We had some trouble with some of the villages. And we got a lot of calls when we first started airing for seniors who never worked out before, that they were homebound, that they said, I'm doing this in my chair. I didn't even know I could exercise in my chair. And, mm-hmm. you know, all of the instructors always will say, you know, you can do this class seated. Do what feels right, follow along, listen, you know, and, you know, we had a lot of calls like that, and we are continuing doing it, even though we're starting to do in-person classes, and we also do Zoom classes, but there's going to be that population that are homebound and don't have technology. We, you know, can't forget about that, you know, so yeah. That is
absolutely fantastic. Now, congratulations on your efforts to get those programs out to older adults. And I'll just make a plug for, you know, Tai Chi. Tai Chi has been around for centuries, and it's so great that you're offering that program.
Oh, yes.
And it's been well researched as well. And it's been shown to reduce falls by as much as 35%. Among older Amazing. Adults. So really significant. And what's great about Tai Chi is, as you mentioned, you know, you can start Tai Chi from a seated position and just do as much as you can. And over time, the participant will build up strength, better balance, so that the program can be done maybe next from a standing position with a chair in front for added balance. And then from there, move to doing it on their own. So, you know, Tai Chi is one of the programs that we promoted in COA because it has been shown to be so effective in reducing falls and falls risk factors for lots of different populations. And it's also good for pain management, for people with Parkinson's disease. So kudos.
Yeah, thank you. We do a lot of right now we have the one instructor, and we air Tai Chi about 3 to 4 times a week on North Hempstead Television. We also will be having two in-person classes come the fall, actually next week. And another thing that we do through Langhomme is they come weekly to one of our centers and do a balancing program for the seniors all in the chair. So, yeah, we do. It is very, very important. I have to put a plug in for yoga, too. Yoga is very important. As yeah. well, and we well, do.
Rebecca's a yoga instructor, correct?
Oh, great.
We do chair yoga, too. So we do a lot of chair yoga. And, you know, we have that yoga is on also North Hempstead Television several times a week. And we always offer the chair for any class, you know, and just kind of give a little guidance, you know, how to modify standing classes to chair class. So, we're offering these classes. So I agree exactly with what you're saying.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, if I might, could I share our six steps to prevent a fall? This is something that yes. we talk a lot about. And I want to mention that next week is National Falls Prevention Week. NCOA has been a leader in facilitating Falls Prevention Awareness Day, which had been held on the first day of fall for many, many years. And then we expanded it to a full week last year during the pandemic. And we're going to continue to promote Falls Prevention Awareness Week. And there's lots of activities happening across the country, and I'm sure there are some within your local community as well. But for many years, we promote what we call the six steps to prevent a fall. And this is kind of a, you know, if you're thinking about your falls risk, this is kind of a guide to, you know, tips for reducing your risk. And the first is, I think, something we've already talked about is finding a good balance in exercise program. And you have them available, it sounds like, right, through the TV in your community. But there are many others offered through probably the Area Agency on Aging, maybe local senior centers. Matter of Balance is another really great one, Stepping On. All right. programs that have been, you do Stepping On. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful.
Through Northwell.
Excellent. The next is talk with your healthcare providers. You know, maybe it's during that annual wellness visit that we talked about, but bring it up when you have an appointment, you know. And don't be afraid to ask. The doctor may have some tips for you or may do an assessment of falls risk. So that's really critical. And that's related to the next one that I've already mentioned, is having medications reviewed on a regular basis, because there are a lot of medications that cause side effects, you know, like dizziness. Some medications may lower blood pressure too much, that make older adults woozy. Many medications make people sleepy during the day, even those that are taken maybe mm-hmm. at nighttime to help for sleep. There's that daytime sedation that can happen to older adults that all can increase the risk of falls.
You know, we will continue with this. We do have to take a quick break. We'll be continuing with our guest, Catherine Cameron from the National Center for Healthy Aging and National Council on Aging. You've been listening to Project Independence in You at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.